did a good job, close to going complete game. If it wouldn't have been a long inning, we would have ran him back out there, but he was at 85 pitches, and we have a 90-pitch limit. But if it would have been a quicker inning in that bottom of the eighth, I would have given – I told him you had 10 more pitches in you, and you can go out and try to get a complete game. But it was good to see Tally get in there and look nervous, so that was good.
What were you telling your young team just now?
Working on our identity. God, there was a few things. I mean, we had a cute, King Reed kind of glide on a base hit here. We had Kozo strike out with his head pulling off the plate. Little things that but the main thing is, what's your identity going to be? Are you gonna give up innings? Are you gonna give up at bats? Are you gonna be really tough? Innings 1 through 9. So, we're talking about that a lot right now. Trying to grasp our identity.
Yeah. Is this a small ball team though?
Oh yeah. Yeah, in this yard everybody's a small ball
team.
You
seem to play a lot of station to station.
Unless we get 6 Jose Consecos on steroids, this is a small, and even then it might be a small ball. We have to play to this park. I mean, you saw Kingery hit a ball today, caught. There are 3 or 4 or 5 balls that are home runs anywhere in the country, except here and in Ameritrade. It has to be. But that's okay. That's the way we've always taught it anyway, and then we'll take the home run when we get it. And I got to tell our guys, we'll get our home runs on the road, but you're probably going to get many here. But that's okay. It's good for them.
Riley went 2-2, 3-2 on every single at-bat this game. Was that something he's really worked on in the offseason?
He does a good job. He has really good knowledge of his strike zone. I've noticed that even last year. He does a pretty good job. He has very good on-base percentage, and he has just a real good idea of what is a strike zone and what is a hit zone. They're different. Strike zones for a pitcher, hit zones for a hitter. Sometimes they get confused. Hitters start swinging at strikes instead of, waiting and letting the ball be in their zone to make good contact. Riley does a great job of that. He really understands strike zone and hit zone. There's a difference. He understands. Does a good job. Did a good job catching, too.
I know it's a small sample size so far, but how have you felt about the starting freshman, Kingery, Kozo?
Kingery, I think, Newman. Has played very well, and especially from the standpoint that, he's out for 4 weeks with mononucleosis. Mm-hmm. I mean, we practiced from January 9th, I think, for 4 weeks, and we didn't see him one day. Yeah. We didn't see him one day. So I'm very impressed with him. Kevin Newman's done a good job defensively, which is all we ask. Again, many people forget, but I don't, that Alex Mejia's freshman year, he hit 8th and 9th and hit about 200. And then, his junior year, he's hitting 2nd and 3rd and first team All-American, All-Pac-12 player of the year and all the rest. So, we're patient with young guys. Who else? Let's see.
Kozio.
Mm-hmm. Kozio's done a good job. I think Ryan's done a good job. A few things here and there, but, as I said, we're not what we're going to be today in 3 weeks, but that's the beauty of it. You get a chance to grow and get better every day.
What did Ferris do so well today?
He had great command of the outer half. He made one pitch. He missed one pitch in. When we asked in, did he left the middle? Other than that, he really didn't make many mistakes. He really didn't. Threw a curveball very well, but he had great command of the outer half. Outstanding command of the outer half.
What did you want to see him work on in the offseason?
Mainly understanding the difference between a curveball for a strike and a curveball for a swing and miss. And he's done a pretty good job. I think he had 5 strikeouts on curveballs a day. So that's a good sign. Yeah. If he can do that, he sometimes throws too many strikes with his breaking ball. Sometimes you need it, in the dirt and let the guy swing through it. So I think he's done a good job with that.
Steven's going tomorrow.
Steven Manthey.
This will be his only second career start.
Yeah, but he's a starter in high school on a very, very good team, Bishop Gorman, high school national championship team. They have a mythical national championship, and he was a starter on that team. So he's probably more used to starting than he is relieving. And when he came in this year, he said, "Coach, I want a chance to be our Sunday starter." So we gave it to him, and he's done a pretty good job. He really has. So, I really expect him to pitch well. He's got good makeup, too.
I know you said you're still searching for identity here a little bit, but what have you learned through 2 days so far about
What I've learned is that we do get timely hits right now. We play pretty good defense, and we have a lot of areas to improve in. But that's what I expected.
Yeah,
I expected that. I mean, when you lose five junior players, and one of them being a senior too, you lose a little bit.
Sure.
You lose some presence, and you lose some presence at the plate. You lose some presence on the field. You lose their presence. You really do. You lose Mejia and, and Rickard and Ruffstein, you lose their presence. So, you know, now it's a process of letting this group kind of grow into their presence. Just like we let those guys 3 years grow into their presence. So they'll be okay, though. I think, you know, they have great work ethic, and they understand what we're trying to accomplish here. We're trying to just get better every single day.
Yeah. Feels like at the plate, more in the field, have kind of just picked up where they left off last year. You through these first two games.
Yeah. I've been real happy with it. I really have been happy with what we've done offensively. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue on. But, you know, the one thing I know after doing this for 36 years is hitting can disappear on you. Right? And that's why we do small game and sacrifice and, you know, double steal, things like that. Because even when you're not hitting, you should have an offense. And that's our whole mission is, even, you know, if you're hitting, great. But if you're not hitting, we should score three or four runs just simply by an offense. So we're still working on that. We'll get opportunities, I'm sure, in the days to come. Yeah. There'll be some days where we won't have 12 runs. Right. And, yeah, there'll be some days where it'll be 1-1 in the sixth. And we'll have to show our offense at that point. Yeah.
This is the first time Arizona's played Copen State ever. What's your overall opinion of the team?
Well, you know, it looks like it's a young group of guys.